Each day at this time, we'll be offering some instructions, some suggestions around opening to our experience in the present moment. The practice of mindfulness is one of fully opening to our experience. No part excluded in what mindfulness can meet. And we open to experience with a perspective that supports the development of wisdom, a perspective that is curious about experience as experience. Curious, interested, with a relaxed, receptive quality of mind. An attitude of curiosity and friendliness. What is this experience? How has it felt? Can there be a meeting with an intimacy? An intimacy with experience, touching into, connecting. Receiving experience. And so ultimately, our mindfulness practice does allow us to open to the fullness of this experience of being human with its body, its sensations, its emotions and moods and thoughts. Meeting that with the stability of mindfulness that isn't carried away by an experience, but is able to know it. This is what's happening. And at the beginning of our settling in, especially at the beginning of a retreat, can be helpful to support a cultivation of stability, to allow the attention to collect, to gather, to open to, and prefer a kind of settling with one place of experience. Often useful to support a cultivation with the breath. This breath inside this body, this breath breathing this body. And how is it? What does it mean to allow the mindfulness to settle with this breath, this body, in a relaxed way? With a kind, allowing attention, receiving the breath. So today we'll explore this aspect of experience. And on subsequent days, we'll open to talk about different parts of our human experience, meeting, connecting with whatever is happening in the moment. And the breath is always happening in the moment. So we can settle with that. Setting up a container for our practice, especially at the beginning of a retreat, can be really supportive. And that container kind of created with this attitude of relaxation and allowing. So it can be helpful to begin with consciously remembering relaxation as a support. Relaxation of body supports our mind to relax. And when the mind is relaxed, quite naturally, we can be aware, mindful, without a lot of effort. And so perhaps starting this morning with relaxation, maybe the sensations, checking in to the sensations of the head and face, seeing if there can be a softening, a relaxation, especially around the face, the eyes, the mouth, the jaw, softening the face. And maybe the neck and shoulders can relax and soften. The arms, the hands. Perhaps the chest, the upper back, all those muscles around the rib cage and soften and relax. And often as I attend in this area, seeing if there's a tension that can be released, quite naturally a deeper breath arises. A deeper breath which supports a stretching of all of those muscles on the in-breath and a relaxation of all those muscles on the out-breath. And continuing to explore relaxation of the body, stomach, abdomen. Middle and lower back. Maybe those areas can soften and relax. Hips. Maybe inside the hip socket can relax. Legs. Ankles, feet. And sometimes too, having kind of relaxed this outer part of our body, sometimes there can be an exploration of relaxation more deeply inside the body. So maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart, the area around the heart can soften and relax. And maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. This quality of relaxation can happen around an uprightness of body, an alertness of body and mind, relaxation and alertness are not actually opposites. And as the body relaxes, perhaps too, there can be a relaxation of mind. Again, not a drifting away from, but a settling with into the present moment with relaxation. A sense of resting with experience here, abiding, resting with experience. And turning to open to a resting with the breath. Receiving, as the body and mind relax, quite naturally they become this kind of antenna of receiving experience. So opening to how is the body and mind experiencing breathing right now? Maybe letting go of a sense of looking at or trying to find the breath, but settling back and letting the breath come to you, a sense of receiving just what is obvious about this experience of breathing. And perhaps allowing that connection in a relaxed way with the breathing. Support an even deeper relaxation. Our attention can work in different ways. For some of you, the experience of breathing may be kind of close in at the tip of the nose or at a particular spot, maybe around the stomach or abdomen. Or maybe inside the back of the throat. And for some of you, it may be a much broader sense of experiencing the breath with the body. Almost a sense of the body breathing. Attuning to the breath, however it is most relaxed for you. You may also be aware of other experiences around the breath or happening. At the same time as the breath. And that's okay. Just give preference to connecting with meeting, touching into the experience of breathing. You can let other experience just kind of recede. Part of the art of meditation is how we stay connected with experience. We're exploring the possibility of staying connected every moment, being with this moment. This moment. a light touch of effort. The lightest of touches. Can you know this half of breath, this in-breath? Just enough effort to know an in-breath. That's all. And then just enough effort to know an out-breath. Just enough to stay connected with this. Short moments, over and over. The lightness of connecting, a light touch, a kind of an analogy I like here. We can kind of think of experience like a balloon, a helium balloon. Maybe our breath is like a helium balloon. And we have a string attached to that balloon to stay connected with it. We just need two fingers touching really lightly to hold on to the string to keep the balloon from floating away. We can't forget to keep the fingers touching, because if we forget, the string will be loose and the balloon will float away. But we don't have to grip with our whole hand on that string either. Just a light touch. A light touch of effort supports a stabilization of mindfulness. And so also does curiosity, interest. How is this breath experienced? You don't have to dive in and dig, but just be open to what is being revealed. This receiving, how is the breath showing up? How does the body know that it's breathing? How do the body and mind know that it's breathing? A curious, friendly attention. We're kind of like naturalists sitting out in a forest, just available to be curious about what shows up, allowing it to be as it is, not trying to change it or fix it or do something with it. Just letting it be as it is. And witnessing, curious, what's this? How is this breath? And of course, there will be thinking. You'll notice at some point you have been thinking. And in that moment, when you recognize mindfulness is back, that relationship in that moment, really helpful to open to what is here in this moment when the mind is carried away by thought. Often it shapes our experience. Tension might creep in. Some mood or emotion might have been generated with those thoughts. Or it's possible that the mind has been drifting, that there's actually some settledness available in that moment. So when you notice thinking, take in how you are as the mindfulness is back. If tension has crept in, it can be useful to remember relaxation. And then, in these first days of the retreat, cultivating a connection with the breath, seeing if you can allow the attention to reconnect. Open to and receive the breathing again. Relax. Receive. And allow. one of the most important aspects of our practice is how we meet our experience. I sometimes talk about this as kind of setting up a container for the meditation or the practice. Some aspects of that container that are supportive. One of the most supportive is relaxation. I found particularly when I'm practicing with a more focused object like the breath, habits of attention, habits of how I focus can creep in, habits of grabbing on. And so when I notice that, I remember relaxation. Kind of let the relaxation be a primary place. A primary way to explore establishing mindfulness. And at the beginning of a retreat in particular, I find it useful to use this kind of scanning or consciously exploring relaxation as a way to begin to establish the mindfulness. Exploring relaxation of body, we are using mindfulness to do that. And so it's creating a mindfulness that is with relaxation. So it begins that establishment of that container of a relaxed mindfulness. And then receptivity, another useful aspect of that container. I think often we think of when we're paying attention, you know, attention is a way of focusing, of looking at experience. And we can do that. Our minds can do that. We can aim and look closely at experience, and that can be really useful. And there's another way that our minds take in experience, and that is through a receiving of experience. Not a kind of an aiming at, but a settling back and seeing what's coming in. It's kind of like a radio. A radio is a receiver, and we tune the radio to a particular station, and then the radio receives that frequency. The radio isn't actively going out and grabbing the frequency. It receives what's there and shows us what's there. And so like that, we kind of attune to the breath, but then receive, how is the breath showing up? It may be very light. It's okay if it's light. Just know a light breath is happening. Sometimes there'll be much more clarity or more obvious experience, obvious sensation, sometimes very light. Just receiving what is there, what is obvious. So relaxation, receptivity. And then how we make the effort. This is a big one. So many of us in a Western culture are strivers, doing. Holding on, trying. And we do have to try in this practice. We can't just relax and let ourselves float off. And so, but the effort, the way we make effort, really light. So right now, can you know an in-breath? And you know the sensations of your hands touching wherever they are. Can you know the sensation of your hips against the chair or bench or cushion? How about another breath? Often it's pretty easy when I name an experience to just know it. That amount of effort to just know it in a moment, that's all that we need. We just have to keep doing it. In this moment, half a breath, just enough effort to be with that. And then do it again for the out breath, and again for the next in breath. Light touch. That continuity, the image of the balloon for me is useful. Holding the string. Just the lightness of the contact that you need to hold that string. No need to grip it. But you do have to remember to stay in touch. Relax, receive light touch of effort. And then the other part of this container is allowing just whatever's here. Can we open to experience as it is? And know that. A friendly attention. Relaxed, kind, receptive, allowing.